not trying to do what you want him to do. He's trying to do something totally different.
That's why I said I am surprised.
I'm not. Because I don't think he's out to do that. Okay. We are on Chavtes Amid Beis, and we're going to start the story again. It's right across Taisus V'Af Agav, right up. That's where we're going to start. Taisus V'Af Agav. It's about a third of the way up the page. And then the line above that, the beginning of the line, let us say that the following Tanoim are arguing the same thing as the previous Tanoim, whether the age when a father has to stop loses his right to make his son of Nadarim and does it ends at 12 or at 13. We had multiple explanations of what the Machloikas was about, but there was that Machloikas. What age does it end? Rebbe said at 13, and Rebbe Yishev Rebbe Huda said at 12. And there were multiple explanations. We're not interested in the explanations now. We're interested in the fact. And that fact is a fact that that's the Machloikas Tanoim. We want to say that the next Machloikas Tanoim is the same Machloikas Tanoim. And as the Rush points out, Lema usually means that it's not that way at the end. And it's not true here. It is that way at the end. So the Rush says, sometimes in Shas, you find that the Gemara will use Lema, even though it's a maskana. Rarely, but we find it. So don't worry about it too much. That's what the Rush is saying. Lema hani tanoi kani tanoi. Netanya. Ma'isim Reb Chanina shedira avi benazir. Reb Chanina's father made him a nazir. Avil of Ne'er Reb Gamliel, when he brought him in front of Reb Gamliel to find out if his son is of the age that he can make him a nazir. V'ayir Reb Gamliel bait kai leida, it may be stay saris in light. And Reb Gamliel was checking him to see, was he a gadol or not, meaning age-wise, he was 13. But if he doesn't have state saris, he's a katan, and the father's nazirus works. And if he has state saris, he's a gadol, and the father's nazirus does not work. Okay, this is what it's saying in the Gemara. It says, Leviyash, state saris. State saris don't help at 12. According to Moshe, we're actually talking about.
So the first opinion, I thought the initial opinion said 12 years.
I have no idea what
you're... 13, that was the finish, that was their argument. It's 12
again. I have no idea what you're asking. We're a new Brisa now. And the Brisa said he went to check him if he had state Cyrus. We're not interested in the previous Brisa. There we have two opinions. One said 13, one said 12. In the previous Brisa.
12 was also must have been to state Cyrus.
No, it's not, no.
12
if he knows who he's making an edit to.
No.
No, Stay Cyrus. Stay Cyrus makes no difference at 12. So it's either rabbinic or biblical. We had a Shaila yesterday, whether this halacha mufla samachlishes is rabbana or deraita, but it allows the Dorim to be made at 12. No physical simon has to be there. The age of 12, his birth certificate. That's all you need.
And that initial argument, 13 was also, you know,
13 and Shtei Saris is synonymous. Meaning without Shtei Saris, 13 is meaningless. Biblically. So he went to check if he had Shtei Saris or not. The B'yaisi Eimer, Leida Megillah, is the diamond block. The B'yaisi said the question was not whether he's 13. The question, he was definitely 12. And that wasn't a question. For that, you need a birth certificate. But the question was, does he know who he's making the darim for? Is he mature enough that his nadarim should count to 12? Because that depends on his understanding of the concept of nadarim. So that's what the father brought him. It's a machloikas, whether he brought him to check physical signs or whether he brought him to check whether the kid's mature enough and understanding enough that his nadarim should be nadarim. Amalai. So Reb Chanina says, Rebbe. He says to Reb Gamliel, Rebbe, Al tistar lebet keini. Don't even bother. Either way, I'll be another. Don't even bother. Amirim Gamliel v'nashka reishai kistam amemuftachanim v'zeh shihiyah mayra halacha b'Yisrael. Amru v'hoye yamim u'atim atzahay reira b'Yisrael. Now, the Gemara's next question is a non-question. And the Rush will point out that the Gemara has a havamina that's a difficult havamina. But it's a lead-in to the question afterwards. So what I'm going to say the next question, anybody that understands what's going on is going to say to me, it's a non-question. Read the Brisa. What are you asking when the Brisa says the answer? And the answer is, you're right. The question is a non-question. but it leads to the next question. But let's catch up with Rush. Zog to Rush, Ve'imani ketanoi kani tanoi v'avagav, the lesla tchuya, we don't push it away. Kamer lema, because it is a fact, that's the machlokes here, 13 or 12. V'kai gav nikim b'perek shalom b'tchalosoi in the Pesachim second perek, lema masis loikav Yehuda, masa klokhi in the Yisya, that's the way it is. I mean, halachi the Asya, the loikav Yehuda, that's how the Gemara comes out. On the day that his father made him an Azir, he was more than 13, he went to check him by Tzitzaris. He was doing the 13th year, which means he was 12, and he came to check him whether he's mature enough and understanding enough to know who he's making an Eder for. Which is the exact same on the Amar. Fact the Gemara. Bishlam or Rabbi Yaisi or Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, depending how you guys are. The Amar Chagil, I listen to Darim. Hainu de Kamar, I am Katnani, I am Bishal Abba. And I am Godlani, the Bach adds, I am Bishal Atzmi. If he's 12, I can understand this conversation. He's checking him to see if he's mature enough, and the kid's saying to him, it makes no difference. If I'm not mature enough, it's my father. If I am mature enough, it's myself. It's straightforward. Elul Rebbe Damat Shavish Tesiris, Im Godlani Ayyub Shalatmi, Habishusa Dabuikoi. The Gemara is assuming he's 12. And the Gemara is saying, what difference does it make if he has Tesiris? He's 12. Tesiris don't count. The Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that he wasn't 13 years old. He was 12 years old. So what's the checking Shnei Saris going to make a difference? He's still 12. He can't make an Aziris anyway. He's still going to be in his father's Rishus. If you hold, you need up to 13, the father can make him an Azir. So why are we checking him? And again, the Gemara is assuming that we're checking whether he's mature. He's not 13 yet. So what are we checking for Shnei Saris for? It makes no difference. He's in his father's Rishus anyway. He's old 12. Ella, the Amar, I have a Bishul Abba, I have a Bishul Atzmi, he icy starris me, Kara Kohen, but his ear is delay, period. Ella, how does the Gemara answer it? Ella, the Amar, how does the Rush Gairis here? He said, I have a Bishul Atzmi, Abba, I have a Bishul Atzmi. The way the Rush learns, the Gemara is saying, he was 13. He was not 12. The Gemara's Kach assumed that both Mandi Amra holds he was 12 years old. Therefore, the first Mandi Amra makes no sense. What are we checking Shnei Saris? And the Gemara's answer is, no, he was 13. That's how the Rush learns this Havamina Maskana. When he explained the Brisa, the Rush said he was 13. The Gemara now is assuming he's 12, but the Gemara's asking a question, and the Gemara's answer is, no, he was 13. And therefore, Shnei Saris does make a difference. Let's read the Rush inside. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda the Tamim Katan the Bishul Abba. Klamim Katan Ilidi Nadarim. Shehidi Yedei LaHatlois. I don't know to be clear in my Nadarim. Im Katan Ilidi Nadarim Yitzasim Bishul Abba. El Rabbi Damar. Habishusid Abu Koy. The Sal Kedaitoch. The Rabbi Nami Katan Begadlin Yedarim Kamar. That according to Rabbi, it's also the 13th year, which means he's 12. What does it make a difference? No, it doesn't mean he was 12. We want to know whether he was a bar mitzvah or not. If I didn't bring Shnei Saris, I'll be with my father and blah, Shebesi Beisaris, I'll be shalat to me. We read the Brisa, we understood it that way. What is the Gemara going through this question and answer? It's a simple answer that according to the first Mandi Amar, he was 13. It's here to lead to the next question. This conversation was a non-starter. We read the Brisa. The Brisa said to check Shnei Saris. We don't check Shnei Saris by a 12-year-old. We don't check Shnei Saris by a 12-year-old. So obviously he's 13. So what's the Brisa asking? What's the Gemara asking? Dr. Rashi, you're right. It was a non-question. We knew the answer. But we want to lead into the next question, so we brought this down. So Enoch Inami, the check was whether he stays Sarah, he was 13 years old.
It's something you usually say, Mr. Paul, is not a true assumption.
It never started, because if you read the brides, it said it was the check Shnei Saris. We don't check Shnei Saris by a 12-year-old.
I thought the other opinion, he was checking to see if he was aware.
Because that's the Machloikas. But we're asking a question. According to the one that says that the father has a right till 13, what were we checking? And the Gemara answer, we were checking Shnei Saris. What was your Havamina? The Gemara answer really wasn't a Havamina. It was to lead into the next question. Yes.
If it is unknown how old he is Shnei Saris enough? You don't know.
No. Somebody has to say 13, usually the father.
For instance, nobody knows how old Rebbe Yosher was. I mean, at age 90, they figured out he was about 15.
Okay. I guess we go, but there are other ways. I don't know the halacha. There are other ways we determine a person is 13.
There's another flip side of that. Is if you have a child with total alopecia, it's a birth certificate.
I don't know. I talk about alopecia whether when he becomes a gadol. Because Shnei Saris is a derisa.
I mean, a woman who's suffering signs is not 20.
It's the same man as a woman. Women and men are the same.
So therefore, his bar mitzvah is when he's 20.
Again, I'm not passing a local emotion. Because with Rabbanon, we say 13 makes you bar mitzvah. Even, okay, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. If he suffers alopecia, it's going to be a problem. If he doesn't suffer alopecia, we have something called Chasaka de Rabba. The day a kid turns 13, the Gemara says he needs that. And for all rabbinic things, we assume that he has Shnei Saris. He can daven for the Amid, he can get an Aliyah, he can lead benching, he's part of Mezumah, he's part of Minyan. All those are rabbinic requirements. He can lane, he can do everything. But with the righteous, we don't rely on it. He can't lay Parsha Zachar. He can't do Kedushin. His Kedushin would be doubtful unless we know he has Shnei Saris. We rely on that Chazaka for rabbinic things and for biblical things. Now, in your case, there is no Chazaka. He has alopecia. He's not getting Shnei Saris. So I don't know, Dalach. Sorry?
Husband didn't have 13-year-old at night versus
today. There's no difference.
Things
you
can't do at night.
I never heard that before in my life.
You can make Kiddush at night?
Because you're making early Shabbos.
That's the only reason?
Yes. The child of Kiddush, the Magen Avraham, is a whole tumult about Kiddush Friday night when you're making early Shabbos and it's Friday outside.
That's the only reason.
I'm driving my car and this kid's making Kiddush. He comes by mitzvah Pesach Elchavim. No, that's how we pass it for everything. And if he has Shnei Saris for Derisus, and if he doesn't have Shnei Saris, we assume he has a Midrabana. Okay, now the Gemara gets to the question. I'm going to speak the question out. In the case of 12, we have a fine line. He's 12 years old. There's 3 months. I just made that number up. This is Bar Mitzvah. His father said, you're a Nazir. Rabbi Gamliel was checking to see whether his father's Nazirus works or not, depending on whether the kid is old enough to make his own Nadarat, according to that Mandi Amar. So the kid says, it makes no difference. If my father's doing it, it's him. If I'm doing it, it's me. But if you're checking Shnei Saris, we run into a major problem. The father makes the Nadiris, he doesn't have Shnei Saris. Father's Nadiris kicks in. But he gets Nadiris day 15. He gets Shnei Saris day 15. So now the father's Naziris is canceled. His Naziris didn't count because he wasn't Shnei Saris. We're going into Mandiyama now that it's Gadol and Katan. The end at Gadol. Before that, the kid can't make himself a Nazir because he's still under the domain of his father. So now, he says, if I'm a Katan, I'll be because of my father. If I'm a Gadol, I'll be my how about if he becomes in the middle? He transfers from Katan to Gadol. What happens now? What happens now? He was a Nazir for 30 days. In the middle, he switched. He became a Gadol. His father's is canceled. Because that's what happened. We said that it's only till 13. His father's rights end at 13. Doesn't make a difference. his rights don't start until 13, according to this man, the Amar. Now, he's in the middle. Does he have to keep it other 30 days? What happens now? It wasn't his Naziris. So let's see the Gemara. Zant the Gemara. EIC says, Aris Mikara, Karmbin Naziris delay. Lebesayf, if it comes at the end, Karmbin Naziris did Abua. But the Aisim Bemitzi Mai, what happens if it comes in the middle? Hani, Chalabi Aisim, Rabbi Huzab, I think you light us the dark. If it's 12 and 13, that's finite. It's not going to switch in the middle. The father can do it while he's 12. I'm sorry, the father can't do it once he knows what the Dharma is. So he told Rabbi Gamliel, if I know the Dharma, I'll do it for myself. If I don't know the Dharma, I'll do it for my father. It doesn't switch in the middle. He's a 12-year-old. Elul Rebbe, Damrach Yavi State Cyrus, Mayakilam Eymar. What happens according to Rebbe? It might switch in the middle. Where is his Naziris? Amri the Rebbe, Leketakanta, Adi Yosef, delay, u v'yasev davua. Einoch inami. According to Rebbe, he would have to keep 60 days of Naziris. Because he doesn't know when his Naziris kicked in. Maybe he had 30 days of his father. Maybe he did not have 30 days of his father. His father's got canceled the middle. But he doesn't know when his started. So he's got to keep two Naziris. And at the end, he was definitely kept his Naziris. Whether it was the father's or his, he kept it. Let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hey, Mr. Lamba, we did that already. E.A.C.B. B'Shtar is B'Shar Shomer B'Chadina tonight there. K'maisi B'Naziris today. V'Nicha L'Rebbe Shiyavi K'Benaisa B'Shar L'Jerusalem. If he had stayed Cyrus, the day his father made him Naziris, it didn't count. His counts. Right, if he doesn't get Shnei Saris at the end of day 30, no problem. He did not have Beis Saris the day his father made him an Nazir. The term you made is a Rusai, but before it ended, Hevi Beis Saris. Aliba the Rebbe, Heich Yavi Kabbanas Nazir. How can he bring the Kabbanas? The Bavar Saris, Pasik Naziris Abib. The minute he has Shnei Saris, his father's Naziris ends, because he's turning into Sefta, as it says, the Pharisee into the Sefta. Ubmasnizim Parash Gilel, and that's how I explained it in the Mishnah before the Rasha. Ubishalachsmai Lahabi Nazim, get Havi Tzimon, Bishasatnai. According to this man, the Amri can't become a Nazir on his own until he has 30 days after Shnei Saris. But Philim Tintalai, Mishasaka Nazir, Shimjum. Well, he can't be his own Nazir if his father still has the rights. If you learn his father has the rights till 13, that means till 13 he can't become a Nazir. No. On his own. I mean, when I say 13, I mean Shnei Saris. So the answer is, in Taimar, I've tried to come a Nazir, Shem Yavi Simbonim Kaidim Shiashim Naziris Aviv, Shei Naziris Vishal Atzmai. Terence is, when he accepted it, he said, whenever my Shnei Saris come, I will start my Naziris. He can't bring Karban on day 31. How can he bring Karban on day 31? His fathers might have terminated on day 16. And even if his started on day 16, he doesn't have 30 days of his own. And they don't combine. It's either his father's or it's his. So, the bride to Mishtami, they may become a nice by Shlomo's Naziris. Of it, like some suffix. The bride makes it sound like he can do it at the end of day 30. So, ha, Nicha, Rabbi, I say, when you do it, I'm actually the door of Nicha. If you're dealing with 12, it's not a problem. Now, if you're dealing with the door of Beimitzi, they bought the Naziris of it. Because that, if the father made him a Nazir, and at that point he couldn't have made his own Naziris, his father's Naziris kicks in and it doesn't cancel. There's nothing to cancel it. We're not worried about him getting Shnei Saris at 12. The Mishnah should Gimel have a he's still in the 13th year. But feel him heavy Beis Saris Shumaninu. Even if he brings Beis Saris, they're considered a wart. They don't count. Now the rush here goes off on a tangent. The Kasha. He happens to be the one on the Amr there that says that Shtei Saris help after 12, 9. A 9-year-old that thinks Shtei Saris is a gadol. So why doesn't he have the problem of Shtei Saris too? The kid's 12, maybe he's going to bring Shtei Saris in the middle. And Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda personally holds that makes him a gadol. So we have the same problem. You're right. But it's very uncommon, so we don't have to worry about it. Very uncommon that kids should bring Shtei Saris before 13. So it's not a problem. But according to Rebbe, that we're saying, according to the first Mandi Amar, that we're saying it's 13 and Shtei Saris, and the kid's 13 already, how do we know that it won't switch in the middle? The answer is, he has to wait 30 days after he brings Shtei Saris. If he brings Shtei Saris in the middle, he will not bring a carbon on day 31. His father's Naziris gets canceled. He starts his own Naziris. And on day 31 of that Naziris, he would bring a carbon. Now, he knows when he got Shtei Saris. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. If he sees Shtei Saris, he'll know my Naziris just started. And he'll bring a carbon day 31 of his Naziris. It won't be day 31 of the whole thing. Yes, doctor.
There is a difficulty in that practically, Shtei Saris is not something which appears like Athena from the forehead of Zeus all at once. It is something which occurs as a process.
Well, Chazal disagree with you, if I can tell you.
I mean, I don't have a problem with knowing when a planet is two-thirds.
Again, Chazal say it happens on the day, on majority of cases, it will happen on the day he turns 13. That's what Chazal told me. If you have a question about Chazal, you can ask the question, and I'll still live with Chazal. That's what Chazal just told me in Emunah B'Tachin.
We learned earlier that the son could be Michael right away if he doesn't want
yes.
to bother. Get now an opportunity again. Do you want to be Michael the second one, or does he have to keep it?
No, he accepted it on his own. He can't be Michael his own.
I mean, at the 15th day?
When he said, I am Yisrael Atzmi, it was his own Kabbalah.
So now he's stuck, and he has to do another 30, according to Rebbe.
Correct. From the day he gets Shtei Saris. And if he never knows when he got Shtei Saris, he would have to keep 30 days after God was... I mean, 30 days...
So 60 or 45...
It depends if he knows when he got Shtei Saris. If he notices in the middle he got Shtei Saris, he'll know his father's just got canceled and he's on day one. And if he doesn't notice it, so then he's got to go 60.
The first Naziris is the one a father made?
Well, it wasn't a first and a second. He said, if I have Shtei Saris on myself, if I don't, on my father's.
Well, he said that, he did not yet have
Shtei. We don't know.
In other words,
that's what happened. We didn't know. We brought him to Gamliel to decide whether it's Shtei Saris.
From that day when?
The day the father made the Naziris.
He was already 13 at that time.
He was 13. Obviously, there was a question whether he had Shtei Saris. Maybe not every Shtei Saris is by the way, Shtei Saris has to be in a place where children don't have hair. If it's in a place that children have hair, every kid has hair in his head. Unless they suffer from alopecia. So he asked Shtei Saris. The answer to Shtei Saris means hair that grows in adulthood. Adulthood is 13. Now, it's a makoikis, whether it's any part of the body or only b'makim erva. That's a makoikis, but that's not for the sugya.
And he took him to the third party because he couldn't check himself.
Rav Gamliel's a gadol hador. He's going to pass him. He didn't know whether this qualifies for Shtei Saris. Whatever he had that the father was bringing him for, there was a shaila whether he qualifies for Shtei Saris. Somebody asked Rabbi Grumer, it was a Geya Bar Mitzvah and Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar, we don't have Chazaka the Rabbah. We don't know about Shtei Saris. So somebody asked Rabbi Grumer, is the kid Neman to say he has Shtei Saris? Because if he has Shtei Saris, he's a gadol, and he's Neman. If he doesn't have Shtei Saris, he's not Neman. Kid's telling you, I'm a gadol, I'm Neman. Rabbi Grumer laughed. So I never got the answer. He just laughed. The kid didn't lay Shabbos after that year. That's what I know. But he asked Rabbi Groomer, and Rabbi Groomer left. End of story. Yes. You have a question?
That one's not going to make it.
Yes.
I would say, on the side, I would just say that the fact they went to, I mean, his father could have taken a look and seen if he saw two errors. As you've been mentioning, there are things which are happening as far as Tanner State and things like that, which may be Seisaros, may not be Seisaros.
Obviously. Right. That's the Mishnah. You know, we're listing all these halakha l'maisha mishinais, at least according to one Bali Amar, all these halakha l'maisha mishinais in the Ziris. According to Shlok, the first one was Chinuch. These are halakha l'maisha mishinais. Hayish megaleich on the Ziris Aviv, we had this quoted before. A man can take a haircut on the Ziris of his father. The Hayish megaleich on the Ziris of Aviv. But a woman cannot. Ketzad. Now, over here, if you remember, the Rush changed the Ziris the last time. He changes the gears at this time as well. We quoted this Mishnah before, and we said that the Rush had a different Girsa. He brought both, but he liked the first one better. So here he changes it also. So let us move to the Rush, and we'll read his Girsa. Ish megaleach al ziris avia, ve'eini ish megaleach aviv, ve'eini ish megaleach al ziris avia. Keita, misha yehuva aviv nazir, the zirim. Him and his father were both Nazirim. The Hifrish Abbas Ma'astumim, and his father separated Ma'astumim and Zerusai. Amar Reb Yaisi, Hare'elu Yipul and Dava. They go to the Dava. What? Father died. Amar Reb Yaisi, She'ein Zemegalayach on the Ziris Abbas. He cannot use it. Right? Mi shahaya aviv nazir v'haya lai ma'astumim. I'm skipping the Rush, going to the next bold letters of the Rush, to the next Ramasco. But if his father was a nazir and the father had money and died, so Amar Abayin hareini nazir manasha galeach ma'as abba zeshem galeach ma'as abba. So the way the Rush is gairus, the only time he can use his father's money is if he accepts the naziris on the condition that he can use the father's money. It was not a Nazir before. His father died, left over money, stumim, which go to Nadava usually. He said, I want to be a Nazir, use that money. We let him use that money. However, if he was a Nazir beforehand, and then his father died and left money, he cannot use the money. That's the Girsa the Rush has in the Mishnah, which is the exact opposite of the Girsa that we have written in the Mishnah. We had that before too, the same change that the Rush made before.
Nothing to do with
Well, Stumim goes to the Dava. That was that Halakha L'Maisha Mishinai at the beginning. This is an exception to that Halakha L'Maisha Mishinai. That same Halakha L'Maisha Mishinai, the same Rabbi Nishloilam, said that if he's a Mekabel Lazirus Amanash, he'll use the father's money, he can use it for himself.
That then doesn't have to go to the Dava.
Right. That's exactly what they said. Back to the Rush that I skipped. The Kivan the Bechaya Aviv Nazir, by Shneim Chayavim Karbon, Kahai Gavna Lai Lismidi Halakha. We did not learn the Halakha. Fine. Zag the Gemara Mai Taima. Why can a kid use his father's money? We said before, if a father left the Karbon Chatas, the kid can't use it. Why over here can he use the father's money? I'm Rabbi Yechon Halakha Ibn Azir. Dr. Rush, my time Megaleich on the Ziris Aviv. Maishna Mishar Kabanas, Zamin Alel, the Kabanu Yaitib, any Yaitib of Karbon Aviv. Before we said he can't use dad's carbon. All of a sudden here we let him use dad's money. Why? Dr. Rabbi Yechon, there's no why. It's Halakha L'Maisha Mishinai. That's just what it is. Frank the Gemara Shita. Of course the daughter can't use it. Who inherits the father? The son. Myla Memra. Ben Yarishas Aviv Baslai. Isn't that a simple thing in the Torah? That if a guy leaves a son and a daughter, his son inherits him, not his daughter? So that's what the Mishnah says simply. A son will bring the carbon and his daughter won't. What's the Mishnah telling me? And for the Gemara Leitzricha the Lefer Labas, he only had a daughter. He died, didn't have any sons. Can the daughter become a Nazira on the condition she'll use her dad's money? She inherits him. Mao the Tema Yarshim Gmirila. I would think that Halacha L'maisa Mishina doesn't say son. It says inheritors. Kamashman Halacha? No. Only son, not daughter. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that when there's a son and a daughter, the daughter can't use it. Of course she can't use it. She doesn't inherit it. She has no rights to his possessions. She gets zero. What?
Unless there's no brothers, and she's the only one.
That's the answer to Gemara. She's the only one. And she can't because it's halacha l'maisa mishinai. Dr. Rush?
It's not a din yerusha, really.
That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Shita, my lamembra, the key with the bas any yereshes rabbanim yorshim, hech tegalach al nizira zaviyah. Answer my the same Yerusha Gemirla, the Chomishi Yairish Tagaleach. It's the closest inheritor, the only inheritor. The answer is no. Fine. So now we're going to have a list of Shilas in this Halakha Lamaisha Mitzinai. Ibayelu. Pligi Rabbanon Alein Rabbi Yaisi. I like Pligi. Notice the Mishnah quoted this from Rabbi Yaisi. Yes?
The implication is, I mean, one of the things about to do. Is distribute his goods to take effect before he dies. In which case, it would seem that his cow becomes his daughter's cow. So his daughter's possession, his daughter would be able to take that cow.
Again, he separated the money from the money of Naziris, Kabbalah of Naziris, he could not distribute that. That's non-distributable. It belongs to Hegdash. It's designated for Kabbalah. It becomes non-distributable. He can distribute everything, but he can't distribute what he donated, what he set aside for Kabbalah and Zeris.
I already
understood what you said. Ibayelo. Is there an argument here? Because we're mentioning a name. The Rabbi Yaisi said, Arayla Lipulun Daba. That means this Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi talking. Are the Rabbanan arguing in this? And which way are they arguing? And if you say they are arguing, Aresha or Yasefa? Are they saying that he can never use his father's money? Or are they saying he can always use his father's money? The Mishnah said sometimes he can and sometimes he can't. Right? The way we were Gairis, if the father, if he accepted the Nazirah to use his father's money, he can. And if it was he was a Nazir together with his father, he can't. Now, which way are the Rabbanan arguing? That in both cases he can or in both cases he can't? If there is a Machloikis, what is it? We don't even know if there's an argument. But if there is, what is it? Which way is the Rabbanan going? Are they saying that Halacha L'maisa Mishnah encompasses even the case where they were both Nazirim? Or are they saying that there's no such Halacha L'maisa Mishnah, and even if the son accepts it in that condition, he can't use it? Which way are they arguing? If they're arguing. Dr. Rash, Ibailu, Pligi Rabbanan Alein Rabbi Yaisi, V'im Tim Tzolayim Pligi Aresha, Dafilu Hu V'Aviv Nazirim, Yigalach Hamas Aviv. Are they saying that even if they're both Nazirim, you can do it? Aya Seifa, Dafilu Nazir Achim Yisus Aviv, Eina Megalech V'Lesu Halacha. If they're arguing, which way are they arguing? The Mishnah made a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Rabbanan are arguing, we don't know. And if they're arguing, which way are they arguing? Always there, yeah, always not.
Rush that we learned that changes the gears,
so
that in Rabbi
Yossi
or is
it in the Mishnah?
Or the
it's in Rabbi Yossi. There is no
Tanakhama.
There is no Tanakhama. No. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Who passed into the Shaila? I'm Rabbi Yossi.
I mean, that's what the opening statement of the Mishnah means.
Yeah, well, that's what he's going on. He's passing the opening statement. He is the Tana of our Mishnah. There is no second Tana in our Mishnah.
I mean, is there a Tana? Is there a Tana Kama or not?
No, there is no Tana Kama in our Mishnah.
Oh, I hear. Is this the Das Yachid or
exactly?
Or is this?
We want to know: is this Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanan argue, or do Rabbanan agree? And if they argue, which way do they argue?
We're gonna try to prove this. Then.
That's obviously what we're gonna try to do. Touch him out. Kaitzar Amru, the Ish Megaleach, on the Ziris Aviv, and again, we go to the Rush for the Gersa. Hachi Gersinon, that Resha Pligi. We're going to prove that they argue in the Resha, and they hold that you could always use your father's money. Even if the kid and the father were Nazirim, and the father died, the kid can use the money. That's what we're going to prove. The Rabbanan do argue and hold that you can use it both cases.
This whole Mishnah's.
It's only Rabbi Yossi. We're not canceling the Mishnah.
Not voicing their opinion.
That's when the kid can use it. Avo Mishayahu ben Aviv Nazirim, v'hipish Aviv Mahas on Jerusalem, umeis hareilu yiplun adaba. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozev, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amru, three of them. Zel shemegaleich on Naziris Aviv, he can also be megaleich on Naziris Aviv. That means they are arguing. They are saying that he can be megaleich on Naziris Aviv.
They're arguing this case?
According to the Rush, they're saying in both cases he can be Megaleach on Naziris Aviv. That even in the case where they're both Nazirim, he can be Megaleach on Naziris Aviv.
But the opposite.
What?
He's switching his halacha.
See, it's interesting that you asked that. You could learn that way, but the Rush does not.
This is the word apo.
That's Rabbi Yossi talking. Again, don't look at the Gemara. We don't have the gears of the Gemara. We have the gears of the Rash.
Oh, okay. The
well, you can read the Gemara. It's opposite the way it is. The Rash switches the Gemara. He's not a ring.
Okay.
Now, you would be able to learn that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are switching because they say, Zahu, this is the case that he can. Not your case. But the Rush doesn't understand it that way. The Rush understands that they're saying, in both cases, you can. So, I'm not going to undertake to argue on the Rush. I don't like to do that. So, we go now to Bayi Rabbah. That whole piece that we had in the Gemara, the Rush had the opposite Girsa, so we did the Rush's Girsa. Bayi Rabbah. Now, the Rush's guy is over here. Bayi Rabbah. Yes, Loishnei Banim Nazirim. Mahu. He has two sons that are Nazirim. He died, and he left two sons. Now, who has the right now? Let's say there's no Bechar. Bechar is going to come in later. Let's say there was an older girl. So there's none of them are Bechar. So they're 50-50 in the Yerusha. So, can one son use 50% and the other son use 50%? Or is it first come, first serve? Reuven died, left two sons. None of them are Bechar. And he left over $1,000 for his Kabbalah Naziris. Now, both sons would like to become Nazir using dad's money.
We're asking,
whatever the case is, that he can use Naziris up. Without getting involved. Let's go according to Rabbi Yossi. Father died, left money. The kid wants to become a Nazir on the condition that he will use his father's money. There are two kids that want to do it.
It's not enough for both.
It's not enough for both. And even if there were enough for both, not so simple. But let's not get involved with that. Let's just say it's not enough. So, Ilkhazugimirla, the cold, the kodam, Migaleach, is it? First come, first serve. That's the halacha l'maisha m'Sinai. Because really, they don't inherit. They don't inherit this. It's hegdish money. I do a Yerusha gemir lon. The halacha l'maisha m'Sinai was treated like Yerusha. Upal gahavi, and you go 50-50. Dr. Raj. By Rava. That's on the next gemara. There is no rush. Yes, there is. By Rava. Yes, lebeis banim. Rabbi Yossi, Shenidru Acham Mitzvah Saviyam. Well, the Rabbanan not Bechai Aviyam. So the Rush speaks out. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Yossi afterwards, and according to the Rabbanan even before. Alochi Gimirlan called the God the Megaleach. Mi Shekadam, the Gil Lilidar Niznazir Betchila. I don't know, Yerusha Gimir Yapliti. So the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Boy Rava, next Shaila. Bechai Rupashit Mal. One of them is a Bechor, and one is a Pashut. So the Bechor gets two-thirds. Now, going now on the side that we go by Yerusha. And when there's no Bechor, it's 50-50. How about if there is a Bechor? So is it 67-33? Meaning, let's say now that in the original Shaila, it is 50-50. One son can use 50%, and the other son can use 50%. What if one son is a Bechor, which in Yerusha entitles him to two-thirds? Does the rules of Yerusha apply here? My. Hilchas Gemir Lom Hilchas Leibay Geluk Levim Mandeshakul. Is this halacha Lomaych Shemitzina does not work with the regular halachas of Yerusha? I don't know Yerusha. V'Kehecha Deshakul Pishnai Haki Megaleach. Same thing. You can do it.
Two simple sons,
Maybe that's not called his available assets. I do my called in Yerushalay. The intent to Leimar. Before my discussion, we go like, but who did this? Like, because I'm going to talk about Elu Moslin Jerusalem. Well, I am a little Kabbalist in Jerusalem. He didn't say for Kabbalist in Jerusalem. I will hang this law. I'm a little Kabbalist in Jerusalem. Who are the much of the man began the pashut? Igamiri halacha b'mos hagdish. This shaila could have been asked by two kids that are not a bechor. Zok derash upirin zaru. To me, this is a strange shot that the Gemara is asking a difference between zerusei and karbonis. The nearer the farish, the siyuma the mosi. So the Rosh says to me, zerusei and karbonis and zerusei is all the same, and it's not a new shaila. It's explaining the previous shaila. There's only one shaila. Does it apply pishnayim by this kind of money? And the Gemara repeating itself twice is just re-explaining itself. Ve'imtim tzolayim Yerushu, l'fuman b'shakum megaleach, ve'beis pshutim kol chad megaleach l'fuman b'shakum. L'aminim kol b'kazim megaleach. By two simple ones, no b'char. You do it by splitting. Ba'b'lonki b'char in pashat l'aim megaleach b'shuman b'shakum b'shayim nukhasim. Maybe not by here, the Bechulin of the Shakal Pishnayim. Meaning the Gemara is re-explaining itself. Sounds like a third Shaila. Dr. Rashi, what difference does it make if he says there's a Rusei and Kabbalah's the Rusei? It's a strange shot. He doesn't think there's any difference. So he's saying that the Gemara just repeated itself a second time to explain itself. Why we would think that the Halacha Bechor and Pasha doesn't apply.
To elaborate the question.
Exactly. The Gemara made a lot of demolition. So that's the Shaila. Still now, and we will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Everybody should have a one.